close relationship with them and want to know how to achieve it. Here's your host, Ivory Lanoue, renowned angel communicator.
Do you want to know more about angels? Are you ready to level up your spiritual journey? Then you are going to love my Inner Circle and Patreon. Membership includes great benefits like virtual workshops, mentoring programs, topical videos, interesting posts, a supportive, like-minded community, discounted sessions with me, and access to a library of videos and posts on topics you care about, like angels, spirituality, healing, and personal growth. Join and begin your spiritual expansion today. That's the Angel Room Inner Circle on Patreon. Hi, thanks for joining me today. I'm Ivory, and the topic today is overcoming fear with angels and archangels. First, a special hello to my listeners in Tucson, Arizona. It's so lovely to see so many places in my own state tuning in, and you must be telling other people because the numbers are going up. Thank you so much for supporting my show. I appreciate it and hope to have the opportunity to meet as many of you as possible since we're all in Arizona. Let's jump into this topic. Fear is really one of the biggest problems of people nowadays, and it's happening in your family, in your town, your country, all around the world. I talk to people in so many countries, and I'm hearing the same things from everybody. Fear is a low-frequency emotion, so feeling it lowers your personal frequency. And right now, it's lowering the frequency of the entire planet because so many people are feeling it. And this is why you're feeling it so powerfully, especially if you're an empath, you're feeling everyone's fear. But you don't want to just let it go on and have it overwhelm you. Fear doesn't allow you to express yourself, but allowing it fear to continue can lead a person to face failure, depression, and loss of money. Ongoing fear can result in diseases like hypertension. Your body and emotions are so closely related. People get so caught up in fear that they don't even try to look for ways to overcome the fear in their life. And this causes their present to be painful. Their relationships start being affected, and life turns out to be a depressive one. So I just kind of want to let you know that the angels know we are feel incredibly anxious and our perpetual need for certainty in how things are going to work out. Our incessant desire to know our future and the fear around making the wrong decision can literally paralyze people and just freeze them in their tracks, keeping them in a rut. The truth is that most of the logic used to rationalize staying small or stuck is rooted in the past. And we are literally allowing memories to replay repeatedly in our heads until they become cemented in the synapses of our brain. This can be incredibly frustrating and debilitating. We can be left with a feeling of being helpless within our own thoughts. We become angry at ourselves for knowing that we should do better. It is this constant loop or pattern that, left to its own devices, can keep us stuck, afraid of our own thoughts, afraid of the perceived judgments and criticism of others. So how do we move past this loop? You might be thinking, Ivory, is there even a way out? Yes, there is. I like to remind people that we can't solve a dilemma or overcome a fear at the level at which it was created. So that means you can't be in fear to overcome fear. So when you've exhausted your efforts in trying to solve a problem or find resolution to a long-standing conflict and you just aren't getting anywhere, it's time to try something new, take things up a level, bring a new person in. Work with celestial beings that are dedicated to bringing you peace. This is the realm of angels, archangels, and guides. Nothing is too great or small for these hardworking and loving beings. They love to assist you, and because they're not confined by space or time, the ones that are not yours solely, can help multitudes of people at the same time. That's particularly true of archangels. They can be with so many people all at once. That's why they're not on anybody's personal angelic team. But remember, we're not meant to travel this human experience alone. We are always guided and supported by angels. Later in this podcast, I'm going to share some of the most common fears that can keep you stuck and the specific archangels you can call on to work with that. And they'll be your trusted guides and helpers to transform the situation. I just kind of want to talk about getting help in general. I have a lot of people who come to me asking me how to remove fear from their mind, their heart, how to rid themselves of fearful thoughts. They tell me that they've lost all hope and they do not expect life to get better. It makes my heart hurt just telling you that. They express how they have failed to achieve success, partly due to fear. I see many people who come to me seeking ways to overcome fear, so you're not alone. One of the ways to make your life better is to accept help from angels. They are the guardians that always guide us to good. We can ask them for help at any time, and they will always assist us. So angels can help to make your life better than it was before. Here are five specific things you can do to overcome fear. So these are going to be helpful for you if you're looking to take care of that issue for yourself. Number one, you can invoke specific archangels, but you need to know, try to know beforehand where your fear has come from. Usually it's in past experiences that lead to the establishment of fear. We've gone through trauma, which was fearful at the time, and then we get so engrossed in that emotion that it starts affecting our present as well. To overcome fear, I'm going to give you this later in the show, but there's specific archangels that are going to help you with this. I'll even break it down into the specific, most common fears. Number two, make an altar in your home. In this instance, an altar is just a sacred space within your home where you go to feel closer to God and your angels. It's a quiet place to meditate, pray, and request angelic assistance. It can be the top of a bench or a dresser. It can just be a small table near the floor. In this space, you can display angelic figurines, pictures, crystals associated with angels and archangels, anything that just seems to you like it belongs there. You can write a letter to angels to manifest anything you need. Making an altar is going to increase the presence of angels in your home and produce positive energy for you. Number three, talk to your angels. Oh my gosh, I talk to mine all through the day and then a special long in-depth talk before I sleep. But talking to your angels before you sleep reduces negative energy, it generates positivity within you, it cleanses your day of any negativity and helps you have more sound sleep. Who doesn't want more of that? As you talk with your angels, they will fill you with positivity so that you can start your next day feeling gratitude, hope, and with a positive outlook for the day. Doing this will also improve your connection with angels. Again, I talk to my angels throughout the day. It doesn't have to be at night, but I do find that just before sleeping, when there's no distractions, is time that I can dedicate solely to angelic communication. They have my undivided attention. It's a beautiful addition you can add to your spiritual practice. Number four, imagine yourself surrounded by protective white light. Whenever you feel fear, imagine yourself surrounded by the protection of angels, because the truth is that you are always surrounded by angels and guides. See them in your mind as this glowing white light surrounding you. Nothing can get through that light that you don't want. Only that is your best and highest good. Nothing else can penetrate it. I like to see that inner, that white light surrounding me, my bed, my room, my home, my property. Sometimes it's me, my car, whatever is pertaining to the moment. Doing this is going to help you feel the protection that's actually there. And it's so much easier to become strong when you know for sure that you have constant angelic protection. It's not you against the world. It never has been. Number five. Ask for protection from angels. Whenever you feel you're unable to overcome fear yourself, then just ask for and accept the protection your angels give you. Don't fight it. Your angels may be allowing you to exercise free will, but when you've done so and you're still stuck in fear, overwhelmed by it, it's time to ask your angels for assistance. It's best if you do this out loud, but if you're around others or it would disturb someone, you can ask in your mind. Angels are the ones that clear our minds of low frequency, negative thoughts and emotions and fill us instead with positive ones. Remember that your own team of angels are always standing by, waiting for you to ask for guidance. You cannot bother or interrupt them. It's impossible. Many angels have said to me that they wish the human they were working with would let them help them more. So they're waiting for you. You're not bothering them. And the archangels have the gift of moving fear energy to feeling fearless. So you can turn fear into strength. I love that so much. That's actually what I do, thanks to the angels and archangels. So turning disempowered energy to powerful energy, confusion to clarity, poor health to thriving health, lack and poverty mindset to abundance and prosperity thinking, habitual pessimistic and toxic thinking change to positive, self-honoring, self-loving, uplifting thoughts. Let's talk about help from archangels. Are you ready to learn how archangels can help you break the fear cycle? Let's dive into this. I'm ready to share it with you. First, in case you have not binge listened to all of my podcast topics, what does the word archangel mean and what are they here for? The word archangel is comprised of two words with Greek roots. One is archi, meaning first principal or chief, and angelos, meaning messenger of God. So what do archangels do? They, along with angels, oversee the human realm. They are tremendously older than humankind and are the helpers and messengers of God. The archangels want nothing more than for us to live happy, peaceful, and joyful lives. Because they cannot interfere with our lives without our permission, we need to ask them to help or call out for their guidance. They can then use all of the amazing methods at their disposal to connect with us through loving, kind, and intuitive guidance. Whatever messages that we hear, sense, or feel that we need to act on, the archangels will meet us halfway and encourage us to follow our intuition. Trust the guidance they give you. It will be simple, easy to understand, and always loving. I want to talk about some of the most common fears people get stuck in and the specific archangels that are best able to help you. The first one is money. Are you surprised? Here's the things people worry about: not having enough. They fear losing it, habitually thinking you'll end up homeless. Emotional ties are vows to poverty mentality, fear of making good money or asking for a raise, not trusting yourself with money, feeling like money can't be trusted or those with money are not honest, afraid that if you have money, people will constantly hit you up for loans. So the archangels to work with in this case would include Ariel, or the lioness of God. She helps you to connect to the healing power and spirit of nature, a healing angel who helps us in meeting our earthly needs like food, shelter, clean water, making and saving money, education, and a lot more. She helps those who want to work closely with the environment and nature. So if you have a passion for that, that's a great archangel to call on. Her color is light pink. You may see her angelic light. I've talked about in an early episode what angels look like, and they're actually beings of light. And she may come through as that beautiful, soft pink. Another one is Archangel Michael, known as He Who Is Like God. Michael provides protection, safety, courage, and confidence. He's shown with a sword of light that cuts through the toxic, negative thoughts and lower energetic cords that can connect us to pessimistic thinking and people. He guides those wanting to make a career change and helps those needing clarity and the next step to take on their journey. Archangel Michael's color is royal blue, in case you see that angelic light. The next archangel to call upon for this is Uriel, known as the light of God. Uriel transforms negative energy into positive energy, provides information, ideas, insights, clarity, helps us to understand esoteric and metaphysical teachings, illuminates our souls, illuminates our minds with ideas and epiphany moments, helps when we need a solution or guidance, and assist with public speeches. You know, so many people are terrified to speak in public. Archangel Uriel's your girl. Her color is pale yellow, and typically she is depicted carrying a lantern or a staff with light emanating from it. The second common fear is leaving or unweaving from a toxic situation. Let's break this down into little segments of what might be going on if this resonates for you. Fear of a potential fallout of leaving the relationship. Fear of being talked badly about on social media to your peer group or family. Fearing the other person won't be able to live without you, which I have to say would be enmeshed codependency. Afraid something better like a job or a person won't come along, so you just better stay. Fear of being alone or going it alone, not trusting yourself. The archangel to work with for this is Michael. I've already told you about him, that the information doesn't change. He is great for this situation. The third common fear is lack of courage, not believing in yourself. This is a big one. The breakdown would be habitual feelings of low self-worth and low self-esteem. Thinking thoughts like, who am I to shine? Who am I to be great? What do I have to offer the world that's new, different, or unique? I'm only one person. What difference can I possibly make in the world? And for those of you who do spiritual work or you're thinking of going into that field, all of those thoughts fall under imposter syndrome. And I think most of us in the spiritual field go through this, and probably out of the spiritual field too, but when you start your business, you're first going into it, you're like, oh my gosh, you know, why should somebody come to me? What's so great about me? Why would they pay to come to me? All these things I've heard people say. And I remember having my own doubts about myself, just a little nervous and unsure. So the archangel to work for that situation. Oh, wait, I forgot to cover all the reasons. I got caught up in that. Another one is all the women, men in my family do what they're told. Oh, well, then it's not safe to speak out or speak up. If you grew up in an abusive situation and are you in an abusive marriage now, you can be unsafe. It's not safe for me to be seen. I am more committed to feeling safe than leaning into the unknown. Better to deal with the monster you know than the monster you don't. I don't want to be the weird one, the different one in the family. Oh my gosh, that die was cast for me many years ago. I literally am the redheaded child. What will people say? What will people think? I think most of us have had thoughts like that, but if you have a lot of them and they start to consume you, you can't move past it, then I would call in Archangel Michael. We've already talked about the things he does. You can understand how God's warrior would give you strength, because it's going to take strength and conviction to brave your worries, to overcome all the what ifs and just deal with, is my life good? Am I okay with life the way it is right now? If nothing changes, probably not. I've had my experiences dealing with this, and you know, you have to do what you have to do. I eventually had to sort of kick myself in the butt and make myself start doing readings. And then I was doing healings, and then I was doing different sort of sessions. I had to force myself to do that. You might as well, but I'll tell you what, I've never been happier. And I've had two other careers, but I loved both of them. This one is the most satisfying. Another archangel you can call on for lack of courage or not believing in yourself is Jophiel, known as the beauty of God, or my rock is God. Jophiel can help you clean your space and beautify any part of your life. Feng shui guidance, increase positive thinking, clean up your thoughts, which is helping you turn negative into positive, and bring beauty to all aspects of your life, including your thoughts, helping you hold more positive thoughts about your life, relationships and circumstances, feelings. She fills your heart with warm feelings of gratitude and enjoyment. your home or office, helping you to reduce clutter and create a meaningful environment that's conducive to focus, work, and relaxation. Personal self-care. She guides you in all mental, emotional, and physical acts of self-care, including beautifying yourself, because you'll feel better about yourself if you think you look good. Helps to clear up and heal misunderstandings. And her color is yellow. She's usually depicted holding a light, which represents her work illuminating souls with beautiful thoughts. The fourth fear that is common, pervasive, is habitual negative thinking, kind of addicted to awfulizing. If you don't know what that is, it's the thinking the worst possible outcome, the worst case scenario, the worst of people. Some of the details of that would be having fearful thinking of, will people like me if I'm my authentic self? What's the use? With my luck, nothing will turn out. If I didn't have bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Sounds like a country western song. Just look at that other person. They tried X, Y, or Z, and it didn't work out for them. Comparison and competition thinking. Boy, that'll really derail you. There's only so much to go around. That's scarcity thinking. Too much focus on others and outside influences. And here's one. Overly fixated on someone else's exterior persona. So what I'm talking about is when you go on Instagram or another social media and you're comparing your inner self, your real life, to someone else's outer self, the projection of themselves they want you to see or believe. There's zero point to comparing that. The archangel to work for this would be Michael. We've already mentioned all his benefits of Michael. Raphael, Archangel Raphael means God heals, and it's from the Hebrew Raph, meaning medicine doctor or God heals the soul. Raphael is considered the angelic physician, and he helps you to refer to a healthcare provider of integrity. You can ask Raphael to guide and lead you to the best healer for your particular ailment. He'll see that you are seen quickly. Boy, he's got a lot of work ahead of him. He's the patron saint of safe travel. So if you're driving, long trip, you're flying, whatever, boat trip and going on a cruise or whatever, call on Raphael to just oversee your travels, make it safe, peaceful, productive. He gives you hope and comfort, and he heals pets and watches over them. You can imagine him right there with you at your next doctor visit or dentist office visit. He helps to heal a broken, saddened, or grief-stricken heart. And Raphael's color is emerald green. The fifth very common loss is sadness. Loss and sadness is a fear. It's one I deal with a lot of my clients due to doing mediumship and spiritual counseling. So this would be staying stuck in the past, overly fixated on grief, heartache, and loss. And that just means you're not moving through the stages of grief. Not able to move on and come to peace with a loss. Fear of the present moment. Afraid of the unknown. Get ready for these. Not trusting yourself. Not trusting others. Not trusting life. That's a very lonely, boxed off way to live. So the archangel to work with for this is Azrael, meaning whom God helps. Azrael brings comfort when there is loss, helps to heal your heart and help you move forward in life. He is the angel of death in a very beautiful and healing sense, not a figure to be feared, but a figure to assist you. Azrael greets our pets and our loved ones as they transition to the other side. He's a grief counselor who lovingly guides souls to the afterlife, and he consoles the survivors, helps them heal from grief. And if you choose to seek a grief counselor, a therapist, Azrael will help your search. And the color for Azrael is creamy white. The sixth fear that's common is, am I ready? And this is about a spiritual quest. I can't see where I'm going. You want certainty. You want to know exactly where you're headed. What will people think? Who am I to be great? Who am I to shine? Oh, we're back on that imposter syndrome again, aren't we? Will I have any friends if I change and follow my heart? I need to know what I'm doing. I need to have a plan. What if I fail? I don't know what I'm doing. I feel ready, but I need to know where I'm headed first. Can I trust what I'm feeling? Archangels to work with for these kind of feelings, these kind of fears that you might have would be Raphael, already covered that one, and Uriel, the light of God, for the reasons I mentioned before. I know I've given you a lot to think about in this episode. My hope is that at least one part will resonate for you, whether it's one fear, whether it's the breakdown of how that might manifest. I hope that this information will give you a starting point to seek help from your angels and the archangels so you can move past fear and have a more full, joyous life. Thank you for tuning in. Next week's topic is things spiritually healthy people avoid. In the meantime, may your angels surround you. May your angels protect you every moment, every day of your life. I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to The Angel Room with Ivory Lanoue. Tune in next Sunday at noon Arizona time for another enlightening episode.